This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
All right, how's this for an unlikely pairing? Jimi Hendrix and George Frideric Handel. Yes, they're both musicians, but I struggle to think of much else Hendrix and Handel had in common. Well, in the late 1960s, Hendrix rented a small attic apartment in central London, right next door to where Handel lived more than 200 years earlier. And soon, Handel and Hendrix will live in the same museum. Here's the BBC's Vincent Dowd.
It's a quirk of music history. For 36 years, George Frideric Handel lived in London at 25 Brook Street. It's probably where, in 1749, he wrote his famous Music for the Royal Fireworks. In the 1960s came a different sort of fireworks at number 23, next door. Jimi Hendrix moved in 1968. Since then, the Handel House Museum has acquired both houses. Now, with the aid of a £1.2 million grant, there's to be a permanent museum to one of the great rock guitarists who died in 1970, aged 27. Ella Roberts of the Handel House Trust says the aim is
to recreate Hendrix's flat accurately and historically, the beds, the furniture, all the things that he would have known, but also to have a museum to explain Hendrix's legacy, the people that he knew and played with at that time in the 1960s.
But how do you know exactly what it looked like in 1968? Because some Hendrix fanatic is going to come and tell you if you get it wrong.
We're really lucky, actually. We got some fantastic photographs of Hendrix actually in the flat. So we do have a good reference point of what the bed looked like, the hangings, the chairs, the ornaments that he had around. And we know that Hendrix went to John Lewis to...
Which is a department store just around the corner.
And we do know that a lot of the furniture he had is still around.
The image of Jimi Hendrix being dragged around John Lewis checking out the electrical department and table linen is irresistible.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
The new museum in London won't open for a year, though the Handel House Trust has already had a test run.
You've actually once or twice opened the space to Hendrix fans before, just very briefly. Are you hoping you might actually have people to come and actually look at both sides of the museum, so to speak, people who are both Hendrix fans and Handel fans?
Absolutely. I mean, I think from our response from a big exhibition we had a couple of years back, there's a lot of interaction and interest between Handel and Hendrix. We were quite confident that we'll be able to pique everyone's interest.
The Hendrix Museum won't be huge, just a small, rather hidden away attic flat converted. But to fans of hard rock, it will be a place of pilgrimage.